Welcome to Blackmail, where we bring you Black history, special delivery. 1760, birth of Richard Allen. Religious leader Richard Allen was born enslaved in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Allen helped to found and served as the first bishop of the African American Episcopal Church, one of the largest Black denominations in America, with over 1 million members globally. 1817, birthdate of Frederick Douglass. February 14th is believed to be the birthdate of abolitionist and orator Frederick Douglass. Douglass purchased his freedom in 1845. He is recognized as an influential African American leader. 1867, Morehouse College founded. The college was founded in Augusta, Georgia, as the Augusta Institute. The school moved to Atlanta in 1879, becoming the Atlanta Baptist Seminary. The name was changed to Morehouse in 1913. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is a graduate of Morehouse. 1936, the National Negro Congress organized. The Congress was organized at a meeting in Chicago, Illinois, attended by more than 800 delegates representing nearly 500 Black organizations. A. Philip Randolph was elected as its first president. One of the organization's priorities was to generate support for the New Deal legislation of President Franklin D. Roosevelt. At this time, most Black voters were Republicans. The New Deal and the social programs proposed by Roosevelt catalyzed a massive shift of Black voters to the Democratic Party. 1946, birth of entertainer Gregory Hines. Hines was an African-American dancer, actor, choreographer, and singer. He is recognized as one of the greatest tap dancers of all time. 1957, Southern Christian Leadership Conference, SCLC, organized. The Southern Christian Leadership Conference was established at a meeting in New Orleans following the end of the Montgomery bus boycott. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. served as the first president until his death. It was initially called the Southern Negro Leaders Conference on Transportation and Nonviolent Integration. The group aimed to coordinate protest efforts in the South. Its first campaign focused on registering Southern voter registration in time for the 1958 and 1960 elections. Another installment of Melanated Mail has been delivered. Ponder, reflect, and pass it on.